What up, everybody? It's Great Britain. I'm back. Where the fuck do I be coming back from? I swear, time goes by so quickly. I think the last podcast I did was back in October with Tiffany Fox. Yeah, it was in October. Shout out to Tiffany Fox, still doing her thing. Bad Bitch Commandments on iTunes, on all the platforms. Go check that out. But yeah, I guess I would say I was on a winter break because next thing you know, Halloween came and I'm very serious about Halloween. Halloween is like Michael Jackson Day to me. I do a tribute to Michael Jackson. This Halloween, I did the Scream video. Shout out to Sylvia for being Janet. We had so much fun and entered the contest. No IG, Jeremy had a Halloween party. And shout out to Toya, Regine, Tiffany, Candy, Mama D was there. It was pretty fun. We actually entered the contest. We didn't win, but it's okay. We still won. We're still keeping Mike's name alive. Do not watch Leaving Neverland. Them people are crazy. They're trying to get money. This dude straight up already said that he lied about all the allegations, and now that Michael's dead, and they did not let him participate in that Michael Jackson tribute concert tour that they was doing. He didn't make the cut, and after that, that's when he came back and said, okay, well, I guess I'm going to get some money another way, and said he molested me, and all this is ridiculous. Do not watch that. Do not buy into that bullshit. Shout out to the King of Pop. Rest in peace, man. Let that man just rest. Jesus. Y'all killed the man and you still not happy. Like, I'm so disappointed with Oprah. I totally unfollow her. It's just when is enough is enough. It seems like the people that has power, she has so much money to the point where I just feel like you don't have anything else to do but just to show what type of power you have. And what about your friend Harvey Weinstein? Let's do a documentary about that. Now, those allegations are out there. Michael Jackson came back innocent. Let him rest in peace. Like, just stop. I'm just so sick of all of this stuff. But we gotta keep it moving. Stand supporters that are noticed. We are moving, baby. Shout out to Terry. He's a part of my marketing team and one of my great friends. He threw a party for me to release. It was like the launch party. It was so dope. Check out our IG, Stand_movement, STAN_movement. We had an awesome launch party. So many people came out to just celebrate just the whole movement. We got the logo going. We're working on the website. The pilot's going to be done soon. We're doing a book. It's so much. We're going to have some merchandise. Like, I'm really excited about this movement. Everything is moving properly. And I'm really, really excited. So I'm picking up the podcast. I'm going to at least do once a week. I have a couple of stands that are going to be calling in. And a couple of guest hosts that will be calling in. And we'll be doing some things together. So I'm excited. We're taking back off. Winter break, like I said, Halloween, and then next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving, then next thing you know, it's Christmas, and then it's New Year's, and it's just so many things that was happening back to back. So now I'm back focused. I told everybody March the 1st was my New Year's. Like, I needed two more extra months. And March the 1st started my real New Year, and I'm just excited about where we're going, and you guys are going to come with me. All the stands, like, this is going to be a movement where we can join forces, because a lot of times it seems that a lot of stand bases think that they only can just stand for their artists and have to hate on the next stand base. Like, you don't have to do that. We can all support each other and all get along. We're all into music. We're all into entertainment. We're all into, you know, let's just stand together. You know, you can support everybody. You don't have to just hate one person because you like this other person. You know, we don't know these people. Well, I personally, the person that I stand for, Little Kim, I actually do know her. Shout out to Little Kim. She's on tour right now. They're working on a reality show. She has some big things coming. The album's coming. The video is coming for Go Off. Go Off! I like that song. She's going to be with Funk Flex this weekend, March the 9th, a tribute to Biggie. So Kim is moving, doing things. I'm excited about this whole movement. And, you know, we could stand. I don't have any personal feelings for Nicki Minaj because I don't know her. I don't respect a lot of things that she's done in the past, but I'm over it. Kim's over it. Like, I'm not studying that. But, you know, I stand for Kim. You know, the Barbs out there, as long as they don't come at me disrespectful, I don't mind posting stuff because this is not a biased show. This is for all the stand bases. You know, we can all support each other and keep it moving. It's 2019, man. Let the hate go. And let's just get this money. That's the plan anyway, right? But anyway, shout out to all the people that came out to support this whole movement. I got so many great things to talk about. We will be doing a lot of giveaways. Make sure y'all follow me, please. Stan_movement on Twitter and IG. I'm going to be giving away a lot of special things, some concert tickets, some merchandise. I've been giving away some music lately. I'll be giving away more music, some albums, singles, concerts, merchandise. We'll be giving away a lot of things because I want to just give back. And this pilot is going to be so dope because I'm really going to give back. And, you know, each episode of Stan will actually get to meet their favorite artists. But, you know, we'll go into details about that. It's so many exciting things, and I'm just excited about this platform. And thank y'all for tuning in. I will check with y'all next week. I just wanted to give y'all an update, let you know I'm back. Everything's running. And I will see y'all soon. Okay, bye.